Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Tobin here. And this is sort of a special edition. So I wanted to record this for the class, the master class that's starting up, the Conversations at Scale. I'm also going to use the recording for my podcast, the Stop Marketing Now podcast. Do this instead. That's sort of my tagline on the podcast, right? Do this instead. Stop marketing and start conversations instead, right? Okay, so with that out of the way, I wanted to share this with you folks because I know when we do our first session on Thursday that we're going to talk mostly about LinkedIn. We've got a ton of questions. We've got a ton of interest about LinkedIn, and our process starts on LinkedIn. We find these ideal people that we want to connect with on LinkedIn first. So most of the time that we have allocated for the live session on Thursday, that is going to be the focus. So I wanted to give you a little extra, so a little bonus, a little something extra to think about before we even get into that live session. And I'm calling today's little brief interlude together, I'm calling it Morning Math. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to grab some pen and paper or pencil and paper, whatever's handy. Back of an envelope is fine. We're going to scratch this out. But I actually want you to do the math with me because it's kind of significant here. So this is what we're going to talk about. We're actually going to talk about the email newsletters that are the second act of this Conversations at Scale process. And it's like the perfect second act because, again, we're meeting people on LinkedIn, but what happens in the second act really drives the story forward. It's going to drive your story forward. It's going to end up in the third act, which is you getting more clients, relationships with influencers, all the things that are going to change your business. So this is what I want you to do. I'm going to do this with you, by the way. So first, I want you to write down the number 10,000. Okay? Now, I don't know if that number feels like a big number to you, a small number. A lot of this depends on where you're coming from in your business background. But we're going to call this number 10,000. We're going to say that it is the number of subscribers, email subscribers that you have on your list. Again, for some folks, they'd be thrilled with 10,000. Some folks would say, I'm just scratching the surface of who my audience is. But we're going to use 10,000 because it's a good number to start with and it's easy math, right? So we're going to say that you have 10,000 subscribers, and we're going to say out of that group of people that we're not yet employing some of the strategies that you're going to get in the masterclass. So we're not going to talk about the things that actually, you know, triple the open rates, double the click-through rates. We're going to say you're just doing email marketing the way the rest of the world does it, okay? So if that's true, then you are likely seeing open rates, people actually seeing your message, between 10 and 20%, okay? So those are like industry averages, and because we need to pick one number, we'll say 15%, halfway in between. So we've got 10,000 people. We've got 15% open rates, right? You write this, writing this down with me. And so that means that, and let's say we're going to send monthly, because that is a very typical, particularly for newsletters, that is the sort of interval that most people work with on their email. So we know that we're going to get 12 of these out a year, once a month, okay? So now what do we have? We know that 15% of 10,000, gotta love the easy math, right? That's 1,500 times 12 months. We know that our reach on this email newsletter is roughly 18,000 people are gonna see our newsletter. And I don't know about you, but when I do this math, my thought is, oh shit. Sorry, pardon my language, but I wanted to be real with you. That's the feeling inside, because 18,000 people, a reach of 18,000 on an audience of 10,000 means that if I'm only sending my newsletter once a month and I'm doing it sort of with the standard playbook, that means that my people are only hearing from me once or twice a year. That's a problem. Like, that's not going to get it done. You're not going to be top of mind if they only hear from you a couple times a year. You're most likely not going to get them taking the action that you're looking for, which might be, you know, booking a call with you or having a conversation with you to take that next logical step. This is where a lot of people are falling down, and it's not the number one mistake they're making, but it's definitely where they're falling down with their email marketing. We're going to fix this in the masterclass, but I just wanted to sort of give you a baseline of what a lot of people. Now, to give you a little preview of what's coming, we in our business do weekly newsletters. Okay, that completely changes the math, right? Because you probably have heard, if you've been around the business world, you probably heard the rule of seven touches, right? That you have to connect with people. They have to hear from you. They sort of have to warm up to your message. You have to build that know, like, and trust with them. And that's usually done over seven touches. Some people say nine. Some people say five. Some people say 17. But the point is at least seven touches where you're going to, you know, get in front of them with your message so that they can start to think about it. Does this fit with me? So obviously, if you're sending weekly and you've got 52 times a year, even at the average open rates, you're now really starting to build a relationship with people. You are in the inbox, top of mind, positioned as an authority on a weekly basis. Now you're getting those multiple touches, and you can see it completely changes the dynamic of the relationship. Now, I'm going to stop here because obviously we're not going to go too deep into how we do this yet, but I wanted you to think about this baseline of numbers. It's a really important one to think about. It's an extension of what we're going to be talking. Again, meet people on LinkedIn, but what do you do with them? Well, one of the strategies, this great sort of second step or next act in the process is to get them off LinkedIn onto your list so you can continue to build the relationship with them. People buy when they're ready to buy, not always when we're ready to sell to them, right? And the really cool thing about the process, now this is what we do in our business. My team will be in the training with you guys. They're learning the same process. But what we do for our clients is we actually create these weekly newsletters for them, right? So they don't have to do any work. They just have to review it, tell us if they want any revisions, and boom, these go out every week no matter how busy things get. And here's a really cool thing. When you set it up right, you can create these weekly newsletters, adding maybe one or two extra hours of work to your schedule, just a little bit of time to put it all together. But we actually leverage activities that you are already doing on a weekly basis. You're already doing this. You don't realize it. We capture extra value in that work. We put it in the form of a newsletter, and you get all the benefits of that. So again, a little morning math. Hope you walk through those numbers with me. We kept it really simple for today, but I do want you to have this background. And I knew we most likely would not be able to get into this on Thursday in our first session, but you'll be getting more information a little bit later in the class. So can't tell you how excited I am to meet you guys, continue to connect with you in the group. If you have questions going into the first session tomorrow afternoon, make sure you ask them in the group, please. You know, tell us what you're wondering about, what's not clear. I'll make sure that we cover those either in a pre-session or when we go live on Thursday.